Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. We're going to center in our heart. Please wiggle your big right toe. Wiggle your left thumb. Wiggle your nose. Now wiggle your heart. Breathe in through the heart. Breathe out through the heart. Breathe in through the heart. Breathe out through the heart. Breathe in through the heart. Breathe out through the heart. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now to the sponsoring master of each one gathered here to join us in this meditation. We call now to our beloved Jesus, beloved Lord Maha Chohan, beloved Kusumi El Moyo Dwalko, beloved Mother Mary Kuan Yin, beloved Archangel Gabriel Raphael Uriel, beloved Archangel Michael Zadkiel Chamuel, beloved Archangel Josiel Uziel. Come forth now, we call now to the presence of the seven mighty Elohim, we call now to the elemental builders of form, we call now for a mighty chalice of light to be built around us in this hour for protection and direction. Beloved great divine director, we ask now for your overshadowing presence. And we call to beloved Justinius, captain of seraphic bands, to send forth now that healing seraphim for each and every one of us. Come forth now in the name of beloved Portia, goddess of opportunity. Come forth now. We call for that renewed opportunity for service, for healing, for transmutation, for transformation, for ourselves and for our loved ones and for the entire planet, worlds without end. And we ask now for the mantle and capability of Lanello and Guru Ma to be with us. According to God's will, let it be done. Amen. Welcome to our meditation. We are focusing on the eyes of the Master. We are looking at the Master's portrait. This is where each week we're building this figure flow, where we put ourselves aside as the lower self. And with the free will of our personality, we open the doorway for the Master to come in. With Jesus, through our free will, we affirm, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am the door, which no man can shut. And that I am is our free will, human personality aligned with the presence of the I Am that I Am, our own real self. And so we're going to be looking at the eyes of the Master. And we're establishing a figure eight flow. We want to see a flow of light around our head area and around the head area of the Master. This figure eight flow is fast-moving energy, electronic substance. Feel the figure eight flow and feel it moving between your eyes, the left eye and the right eye. One of the eyes is the eye that sends forth the energy and the other eye is the eye through which you receive the energy. And in this figure eight flow, of energy between your eyes and the eyes of the Master comes alive in his portrait and her portrait. It's like we're turning on a light bulb, turning on a light, and the electricity, the energy that we're using to turn on this light is the figure eight flow of current between our head area and the Master's head area. Remember the Great Pyramid within the center of the head. There is the cerebellum, the front lobes of the brain. There is that squaring action between the hindbrain and the front lobes of the brain, creating the base of the pyramid. And then the energy reaches up and triangulates up to the starry focal point, the buddhic top knot at the top of the head, and the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, or the king's chamber and the queen's chamber, and the cerebellum is that pathway that leads up to the grand gallery. And the third eye is one of the apertures through which we exchange the energy with the master in the head, through the head, as the head. And so I want you to visualize, if you would, this pyramid. As you're looking at the eyes of the master, we're still creating that figure eight flow of energy. And we see that pyramidal shape above our heads. That is rooted in our head. And we understand that we can relate to the master pyramid to pyramid, and that the eyes are the opening through which the exchange of light is taking place. And so in this, our sponsoring master meditation, there are three phases. The first phase is the concentration, where we concentrate on the eyes of the master, where we concentrate our focus into becoming focused. And then there is the phase of meditation, where we can exchange ideas, inspiration. In the word inspiration, there is the word spirit. And the spirit we are seeking is the spirit of the master, the Holy Spirit of the master. And then the contemplation phase is where we become one with the master, where everything else fades away for that moment of oneness, where we truly are one with the master and we become the master. And so we begin this work tonight with our concentration. We want to send love to the master's eyes. Love to the master. Here we are once again, the faithful and true. Faithful to the promise of our second coming through the master's intercession, and true to our calling to become that second coming of our own Christ nature, our own Buddhic consciousness descending. So we send love to the master through the eyes. In the eyes of the master seem to come alive. We do not fear. Fear not, says the master, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Kingdom is the consciousness of the I am that I am, the consciousness of your almighty I am presence, descending. Descending as the Paraclete, descending as the Holy Dove. Descending to the bit of a funny thought form, like Mary Poppins riding on the umbrella. A gentle descent, but it's the descent of a personalized presence. Personalized God presence that is our own God presence descending. Intensify the focus on the Master. We are going to actually sing the mantra, I and my Father are one, I and my Mother are one. And we're doing this understanding that our Father and our Mother are shining through our Master, and they are also unifying us. So we have that same Father, we have that same Mother. That makes us brethren. That makes us friends. We sing this mantra. Consider now the I that you are projecting the energy as your Alpha I, and the I receiving the energy as the Omega I. See them coming into balance now. As the pure figure eight flow, when that balance is fully achieved, that you move into that place of stillness, that place between time and space where we have that congruency and that oneness. So we're moving into equilibrium. I am my Father, one. I am my Mother, one. I am my Father, one. I am my Mother, one. I am my Father, one. I am my Mother, one. I am my I am my Mother, O Lord. I am my Father, O Lord. I am my Mother, O Lord. I am my Father, O Lord. I am my Mother, O Lord. Now we're saying to the soul as well, and the soul is hearing this, and the soul is being drawn by this melody up from the seat of the soul chakra up into the heart chakra where her bridegroom awaits. I am my Father, one. I am my Mother, one. I am my Father, one. I am my Mother, O one. I am my Father, O one. I am my Mother, O one. I am my Father, O one. I am my Mother, O one. I am my Father, O one. I am my Mother, O Lord. I am my Lord. I am my Mother, O Lord. I am my Mother, O Lord. I am my Mother, O Lord. I am my Lord. I am my Mother, O Lord. See now your soul embraced by your Holy Christ Self in the secret chamber of the heart. The Holy Christ Self descends as the soul ascends and the two meet in the heart. And the energies form the six-pointed Star of David. Now the soul and the holy Christ self are going to move into that secret chamber of the heart through the back door, the door of the keep. Moving into that secret chamber of the heart where there's the eight petals chakra and the light of God, the unfailing light of God is blazing on the altar as a threefold flame, as the presence of our very own Atman. Today we are paying attention to the Atman as an individualized, personified being who has a divine personality and lives in our heart. And so we have the divine personality descending from above and the divine personality expanding from the heart. Ishvara. Let us say this now together as we gather around the secret chamber. We gather around the threefold flame as if we were gathering around a bonfire. We're still looking at the eyes of the Master. It's all happening through the Master's eyes, through the Master's consciousness, through the Master's sponsorship, only according to the will of God. Going to chant now Ishvara together. And send that energy into the eyes of your Master. Chant as if you were calling an old friend I haven't seen in a long time. You still look forward to being. Focusing one syllable on each plume. Ish for the blue, Va for the yellow, draw for the peak. Now we see a triangulating action between the two eyes of the master and the third eye. See a triangle forming in the master's forehead. The triangle which we are intensifying now our meditation and concentration. This is the spreading of the eye of the needle. We're focusing on this triangle. We see the presence of beloved Hermes, mysterious Trismegistus, unfolding that triangle. Here's the triangle, and in the center of the triangle is the eye of God, the all-seeing eye of God, the whole eye consciousness. Which is the whole I as the I, meaning I of the I am, and the whole I, the EYE, of the peripheral awareness. As we focus now on this triangle, to call forth Ishvara again. The light of the threefold flame now anchored into that eye, understanding that there is the eye in the forehead, then there is the eye in the crown, then there is the eye in the heart, in Tibetan Buddhism, there are even eyes in the hands and in the feet. Expanding the whole eye consciousness. We continue our focus on the eye. We continue our call. We are aware that our threefold plane is adjusting in height, actually expanding. Fire is expanding within the heart. The soul and the bridegroom are watching, rejoicing. Our focus right now. We're aware of their presence, our focus is still on that third eye in the center of the master's forehead, on that triangle of light forming. the Lord says unto us, Take off thy shoes, for thou art standing on holy ground. Take off thy shoes. What does that mean? That means that in order to enter in, we must become like a little child. We take off the external accoutrements that are necessary to function in the world day by day. Shoes protect us in the world. Now is that place where we become vulnerable in our earnestness, trusting in our love. So we take off our shoes. See now, the soul standing at the feet of that threefold flame blazing place. Holy Christ Self is standing with her, and in the center of that heart flame, we recognize the presence of our beloved Gautama, sitting in the lotus of the heart. Om Buddha. Om Saba Master. Let us say this together now. Om Buddha. Om Saba Master. 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 Om Buddha. Om Saba. Buddha is sitting on the lotus. The lotus that springs forth from the muddy waters of the human consciousness and is transformed into that beautiful flower, sweet smelling fragrance. The Buddha knows that it is only through the mud of the human consciousness that the lotus can be born and blossom. For the Buddha to sit on the feet of our lotus, the Buddha understands that there's still some mud that we are dealing with in our day-to-day interaction. The Buddha, like the Christ, is not fanatic in the sense of expecting a purity that is humanistically driven. Buddha says, I know you're still dealing with mud in your life. from this mud, the lotus is blooming, growing. When you come to see me, you simply take off your shoes. So you are on holy ground and you are clean. You are acceptable unto the Lord, unto your own I Am presence. Which I mediate. Into the Shvara. Going to sing to the Buddha now the song, Keep My Flame Blazing. Remember to sing the childlike heart, which is the opening to the kingdom. Stay focused on the Master. All this is taking place in the secret chamber of the heart. We're dealing with multiple occurrences right now. We're trying to juggle on multi-levels of consciousness simultaneously. And we know that with God all things are possible. Keep my flame blazing, my God's blazing, direct and keep, and my heart's full flame, I am present. Words and song, we see the soul in the Holy Christ now lifted up that coil of light, up that spinal altar. They're moving up from the level of the heart, up to the level of the crown, through the third eye, through the head area. They're moving up that pyramid of light. And then through that aperture of light, moving up now, being drawn now to the realms of the I Am that I Am, drawn to the causal body ring, blue, green, purple, violet, pink, yellow, white, up into the center of the I Am that I Am, the center of our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, I Am. And the soul in the Christ self now kneel. Kneel before the presence of the I Am that I Am. And there is a bond of love. And there is a bond of fire. It is sacred fire. And the flame in the heart is holding the balance. this action is taking place in the higher spheres. And as the soul and the Christ now stand before the I Am that I am, my own real self, we're going to chant together three times. We're now saying this to the heart of our Buddhic self, the heart of our Father, who art in heaven. A filigree veil of light descending over the soul. Looks like a bridal veil. Soul who is being made ready. The soul now completes the vow. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will be. I am on earth even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life this day. Even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men away from temptation. I am delivering all men from every evil condition. And here the heart of the I Am Presence is responding now. And the voice that spoke out of heaven has said, this is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, and whom I am well pleased. The voice now says, for I am the kingdom, and I am the power, and I am the glory. All this I am. And the veil is the bridge. The veil is the contact. The veil is the vehicle through which the soul can ascend up to the I Am that I Am. Hand in hand with the Christ to the next level of regeneration. To the next assignment on the road of life. Now we see the soul and the Holy Christ self gently descending like Mary Poppins and umbrella, gently descending. Merging now with the crown. Crown of life, the Buddhic Talking about the Stupa, the Buddha. There is a frequency, a vibration, an ineffable white substance that expands now, that emanates from that veil, expands now through the crown and the head area. Now, see them moving to the point in the third eye, completing the shepherd's crook. There's that light now, released at the level of the third eye, for cleansing, for purification, for balancing, for rectification. Jesus said, thine eye be light, how great is the light? Thine eye be darkness, how great is the darkness? So we're fleshing out this area now with brilliant white light, cleaning out every nook and cranny of impure seeing, leading to impure thinking, impure feeling. Embracing now that whole eye consciousness. It hooks us into the consciousness of the Master at a very real level, very practical level, the simultaneous level. Now we see the soul and the Christ Self moving to the shepherd's crook, and descending now into the heart. Today our shepherd's crook is like a candy cane, white ruby, blending light, white and ruby, blending, white and ruby, blending. Bottom is a mistletoe twig, curly Christmas branch, little berries on, symbol of a new life, new vitality and rejuvenation in Christ. That is anchored at the level of our base of the spine chakra. Little gift from God. Christ's gift. Now we see the soul and the Holy Christ Self at the level of the heart chakra. We have returned to where the threefold flame does burn. We see the Master now, our own sponsoring Master now appearing. Presence is with us all along. Now he is personified at the third point of the triangle. We understand that that triangle that we were meditating on and establishing within the Master's forehead on the portrait was actually an equivalent action happening between our soul, our Christ Self, our sponsoring Master. Triangulating action, solidifying now the contact, solidifying equilateral triangle. Point with equal importance and necessity, validity, salvation. My Master seals us now with this vision, locked in the secret chamber of our heart. We say to him now, extending his hand from the portrait, placing his hand on our third eye now, now sealing the triangle on our forehead, sealing it now. Of approval, cosmic Christ approval, and says to the soul, you are a candidate for the ascension. And each soul who is a candidate for the ascension receives extraordinary support from every being in heaven. See our beloved strap this day appearing. Reinforcing that action. The mighty scepter. Change your eye. We're going to seal now this meditation with the mantra. Be the Lord I am that I am, Sana Kuma. Be the Lord I am that I am. Be the Lord I am. Jana Kuma. Praise the Lord I am, that I am. Praise the Lord I am, Jana Kuma. Praise the Lord I am, that I am. Praise the Lord, I am that I am, Jana Kuma. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Praise the Lord, I am that I am, Jana Kuma. Praise the Lord, I am, that I am. Praise the Lord, I am, that I am, Jana Kuma. Praise the Lord, I am, that I am. Praise the Lord, I am, that I am. In the name of Almighty God, we call for the sealing of this meditation now in the heart of the Holy of Holies of each and every one gathered here, and all who will partake of this work, past, present, and future. Let it be now for the sensing and for the transformation of worlds within and worlds without. Let it be as an offering that we can place on the altar of our Father, Mother, God, on the God Star Sirius. Be multiplied many times over. So it becomes as innumerable as the grains of sand on the sea. So every molecule, electron, atom on planet Earth is charged with this radiance and overcoming victory. We ask for this to be accomplished now according to God's holy will and not our own principle. Simply our earnestness and our love and our dedication. Promise of the overcoming victory. Thank you all for participating in this meditation tonight. I'd like to open the lines if anyone would like to share and speak up. And if you're not in that place right now of wanting to share, that's perfectly fine too. Please feel welcome to speak if you wish.
Hi, this is Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. Thank you for speaking up. I'm grateful.
You're welcome. Yeah, I just wanted to say how much I really enjoy the Thursday night meditations and upcoming and relaxing, hoping to get things back in perspective. I really do appreciate it and enjoy it. Thanks.
Thank you so much for being on the call, Rodney. It's always great to feel the sunshine in your voice.
Thanks.
I'm going to say that I'm profoundly grateful. I could feel my heart chakra really burning. I'm so grateful for the alchemy that takes place every time. Truly a gift from God. I have that level of care from God. But I don't know why we would expect anything else, but touching to feel how close God really is, to call for His name, how much they love us. So I'm really grateful once again for this present night. Thank everyone who participated in their causal body for this action as well. That we're going to feel the call. And once again, thank you and God bless you and have a good night. See you in the retreat.